as we get into part 9 of Sasha Rickman's sweet gaming rig build tonight, R.D. Blair sent an email.
What did R.D. Blair say?
R.D. Blair, first of all, so nice to know that you're still watching the show. You've been around for a long time, and it is great to have you joining us. And, thankfully, saved the universe by telling me, hey, didn't you forget to install the 12-volt, 8-pin power cable? Which is the power cable for the CPU. And we did. We kind of were running out of time last week.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, it's like, okay, put it together and get it going. And we fired it up without the CPU. So had we had HDMI output going, it would have just not fired up. Now, we had power,
right,
but there was no power to the CPU, or at least it didn't have its 12 volts that it covets,
right,
because it's such a powerful little system. So I put that on there. Thank you, R.D. Blair, for pointing it out. It would have been noticed pretty quickly, but it could have been noticed on the air, which
right,
would have set us back a little bit.
This is a real serious like team build. This
is
a
community build.
Big thing.
And if you want to be a part of the community build, even if you're seeing this 2 years from now, it's okay. Go to cat5.tv/CPU2017. That's the year that we're broadcasting it. And it's been a community build,
mm-hmm,
from the selection of hardware to why we selected it, the pricing, budgeting, all that stuff has been thanks to the community. And now as we get into this tonight, we're going to be setting up an operating system that's recommended by the community. So
mm-hmm,
how cool is that?
Love it.
Let's get right into it.
Okay.
First of all, I did a couple of things like this power cable that R.D. Blair mentioned,
right,
off the air just before the show. So I plugged that in. The other thing that I did is I plugged in this beautiful Kingston HyperX Savage hard drive. This is a hard drive. No, this is an SSD, I should say, to be absolutely correct.
Yep.
So this SSD, Sasha, is going to be your data drive.
Okay.
So we've got the M.2 that you already installed. That is your OS drive.
Right.
And then we're going to set up the SSD because it's a terabyte drive. It's screaming fast. It's beautiful. And it is going to hold all your data. So it's got a lot more space.
Okay? Cool.
That's like game data, your documents, your pictures. And somebody said, Agamotto was looking at it and saying, why are you going so overkill with things like the RAM and things like the hard drive, the storage space? I can understand the M.2, but why are you getting the terabyte SSD as well? Because it's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fact is, I understand, and the community understands that Sasha's building this for Dave as a gift, her husband Dave, and it's a sweet gaming rig. I'll give it that. If
mm-hmm,
it was just a sweet gaming rig, the M.2 at 256 gigabytes is going to be perfectly fine. Now,
right,
I understand, though, that as you're newlywed,
yes,
that this is not only your gaming computer, this is also your family computer.
Exactly. This is the everything.
This is everything. So all of your family photos and videos especially are going to take up some space. Those kinds of things are going to go on there. So we want to make sure that they're not only ready for gaming and doing what they need to do today, but that we're ready, future ready. We're ready to be able to use this thing for the next 3-5 years plus. That's the hope. So we're going to get into it tonight. First of all, now that that's installed, I've got to go through kind of the BIOS setup. So as I first fire this thing up, are we ready?
Yes.
Ready.
So you're ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's ready to go. Fire it up, and what do we find? Oh, Republic of Gamers. Beautiful. I love these boards. So it's going to go right into the BIOS first and foremost. And the first thing I notice is that it's taking me to the Extreme Tweaker, which gives me this XMP feature. And XMP, of course, is Extreme Memory Profile from ASUS. And basically what that does is these settings are going to allow me to set up overclocking for you and Dave in such a way that it's all automatic.
Mm-hmm.
That's just warning me that we need lots of cooling, and we have that. So, as you can see, it's now going to do all the cores. It's detected our 2666 RAM from Kingston. That's the Fury RAM, and everything is kind of auto. That means it's going to automatically adjust the frequencies of the RAM, the CPU, as it needs to in order to make it as fast as possible. So you see it clocks at 4.2 gigahertz there, 4200 megahertz. But if I go back to Extreme Tweaker, I can see that with the overclocking, it's going to go up to 4500 megahertz or 4.5 gigahertz. Okay, so I'm going to save that setting. So now we are officially overclocked in the simplest way possible, and it's just showing me what it's going to change. Can't get any simpler than that. And now it just booted right back into the BIOS. So we need to look at our boot devices and see that our boot order is okay, first of all. So just scroll down here. I love the interface. This BIOS utility from Republic of Gamers looks great. So I need to disable. See, it's detecting the hard drives, the M.2 there. I'm going to disable. And then I've got to disable. Now let's move that up. I'm going to disable the SATA drive as well. So now I have no drive selected for boot, because we don't want it to actually boot from that. But I noticed that it's not detected my USB drive yet. So I'm just going to save that and unplug that, plug it back in, let the BIOS know that, hey, there's a USB drive. So let's see what happens here. See if it'll boot right up. No, went right back in. So here we go. Now, I know that it supports compatibility mode. You can see CSM is there. And now you can see the Data Traveler is a boot option. So you can see how that could get frustrating if you don't know to look for this thing. I need to select that USB drive as my boot disk and then save and reboot. Here we go. Moment of truth. Dun, we're dun, overclocked. Dun. We've disabled the hard drives as boot devices. They're still detected. And we've set it up to boot from the USB. And there it is, the familiar Ubuntu kind of loading thing at the bottom there. That's what that is, Sasha.
Perfect, thanks.
So the distro that I've got here is called Ubuntu Game Pack. I was looking for a gaming Linux distribution, and this is based on 16.04. This is the LTS, or long-term support version of Ubuntu, which means it's supported until 2021, I think, or 2022. Needless to say, it's going to be supported for a good long time, and that means that you're not going to have to reinstall your operating system every 6 months.
Thank you.
Which is good. That's LTS. Yes. So then when that LTS cycle is done, we can just simply roll it up to the next LTS. Beautiful.
Perfect.
That's Ubuntu. So this is Ubuntu Linux. It's available at Ubuntu.com, but the particular flavor that we've chosen is built specifically for
gamers.
Gamers. So it's optimized for gaming. It comes pre-installed with Play on Linux, Lutris, Steam. Steam is something that we really wanted to have.
Love Steam. Is Twitch on there?
Twitch TV is available through your browser. So
okay.
So I suppose you could just bring it up in Chrome or Chromium.
Okay.
There you go. What else? It's got a ton of stuff. So this one is a spin-off of Ubuntu, and it's available at ualinux.com. So Sasha, that's all that I'm really allowed to do. I kind of want you to take over, and we want to see how quickly we can do this. And I see that it's finished booting. We're at this screen to either try or install Ubuntu. So if I move the mouse over to you.
Right.
And we've got a sweet gaming mouse and wireless gaming keyboard for them as well, folks.
Sweet.
So are you ready for it?
Because
this is all you. There you go. I don't know that you're going to need the keyboard, but I'm
there
just gonna,
it is, in
yeah,
case.
I'm just gonna put it right in front of you. So Sasha is in control now, and she's kind of like doing the,
I'm like, what am
the pretzel. So I'm going to put it right up here. So when I bring it up on the screen, Sasha can see it.
Okay.
So I've got a TV in front of you there, Sasha. So click on Install Ubuntu. Click it.
Yeah.
All right, wait for it. Okay, so do we want to install third-party software for graphics and Wi-Fi hardware, Flash, MP3, and other media? Absolutely. So check that off. So that's going to install like your graphics drivers and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully. I mean, it'll all work. So continue. Now, you notice download updates while installing is not an available option. That means that our internet is not connected to this particular computer right now. So we can run those updates down the road or a little bit later. It doesn't matter. Okay. Come on. Now, this is running from a USB flash drive. USB flash drives traditionally are quite, you know, they're not as slow as CD optical media, but they're a lot slower than once this is installed on the computer. So once this is on the M.2, mm-hmm. it's going to be screaming fast.
Okay. Right.
So next question. Let's see if we can speed this up a little bit. There we go. Okay, so what do you want to do? So, yeah, we want to erase the disk. Do we want to encrypt it? I would say no to that because this is your desktop computer. Use LVM. Absolutely, because LVM is going to allow us, we've learned this on the show before, if you're not familiar with LVM or you want to learn a little bit more about it, it's amazing. And it allows you to run snapshots of your entire hard drive so that you can do backups on the fly without having to shut down.
Yep.
Beautiful.
That is perfect.
That's one of the advantages. So head on over to to our website, category5.tv, do a quick search for LVM, and you're going to get all the instructions on how to do that. So we're just going to turn that on, because if we ever want it, it's a pain in the butt to switch to it. So we might.
Should I do the something else?
No, let's not do something else. Let's keep it, keep it simple. And what does it want to do? Okay, now, up at the top there, we see that it's got a 240 gig Kingston M.2. Can you click on that drop down for me, Sasha?
This one here? Oh, okay.
Just so we can see if it's detected there. And it's also detected the terabyte SSD. So we want to install this on the M.2. So that's the first drive, the one that it automatically selected. And that is being detected as SDA. So install now.
Okay.
So that drive, as you can see, is about a quarter of the capacity of the SSD. So we're going to use those two together to get the most blazing speed that we can possibly get, the most reliability. It's going to go really, really well. Excited?
Yes.
Can you believe that we're pretty much now just, okay, it's asking, are you sure you want to continue? Because what is this going to do? If you write to the disks, you're going to wipe out any data that's on there. How much data is on there right now?
Well, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So it's a brand new system that you just built. So you're absolutely good to go. But do keep in mind, if you're doing this on a pre-existing installation, you need to think twice at that point.
Is that
our time zone? Highlight New York and just type in Toronto, because that's where we are. We're just north of Toronto, about 50 minutes in Barrie. Yeah, you can do it that way. Sure.
Oh, what? Is there another way?
Well, triple click and there you go. Toronto, right up at the top.
Ontario, Canada.
Nope.
Oh,
actually click it.
Yeah, you need to click it with the mouse, girl.
Oh, well, goodness gracious.
Yeah, this is how we learn. Just press backspace once. There you go. Now,
there you
click
go.
On Toronto.
Okay.
There you go. Sasha is amazing with a mouse, just so you know. So this whole process to install Ubuntu is about 3 minutes. It's going to take about 4 hours tonight, so brace yourself. Brace yourself. Where are we at? Okay, click continue, please.
Okay. You.
I know. Okay, English US keyboard, that's fine. That's what we're using.
Okay, so we just continue?
Yep, continue.
Yeah.
That's like a 104 key keyboard. So, your name, well, I don't know if you want to put the Rickmans.
I'll put Dave. Oh, yeah, that's true. Dave. I could put the Rickmans.
The Rickmans. And then your computer name, call it Rickman, would be fine. And then pick a username. So Rickman, all lowercase.
All lowercase? Yep. Okay.
And then under choose password, I want you to enter...
Password 123.
That sounds amazingly secure.
That's very secure, because it's a combination of a word and some numbers.
No.
Don't listen to her. Listen to me. Don't do it. Okay, Sasha, but you need to pick a password. You can use password 123 for today, because we can change it down the road when we're not on the air and people.
Okay, let's just do that.
Okay, it's going to tell you that it is a fair password. Nice. Is that password 123?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, you can hack into their computer, no problem. Now, this is your home computer, so you need to think about this. Do you want to require your password in order to turn it on?
No.
Or do you want to just make it go right to the desktop?
We can just make it go right to the
desktop. If this was your laptop, I would say absolutely you need that password. I probably would have opted for encryption as well.
Yeah.
But because this is your desktop computer, I mean, unless someone steals it from you. But if that happens, it's not the worst thing.
Let's be honest, I might steal this. It's a beautiful system.
Oh, I know. This is our new broadcast server, folks. We're going to give them the old one and be like, here's your new gaming computer. Yeah.
Thanks.
It's a pretty sweet rig.
I'm just letting you know I'm jealous,
so,
Sasha. That.
I can...
Log in automatically.
So...
Is an option.
You yes.
You can have it log in automatically.
Sorry, this
Work
is...
Work that mouse, girl.
It's harder than it seems.
It's because you're going like... crossover with
yes.
the
hands.
That's
she
why.
Is, to just be fair, so you know, I'm like...
The mouse pad, I set it up over here, and the keyboard, I set it up over here for her. So it is... It's kind of...
I am not ambidextrous.
On her sigh dance moves here. So, okay. So now it is going through the installation process. You can see, while you were taking your sweet time there, it actually continued to install.
Is that a dinosaur or a squirrel?
That's a squirrel.
That is definitely a squirrel.
Okay.
I've never seen a dinosaur with a tail that thick and that long.
I've never seen a dinosaur.
You've seen pictures. You've seen pictures of dinosaurs.
If we were on green screen on different cameras, I would so high-five you right now. We'd have to do the virtual high-five. Yes. Well, as I bleed into the next frame. All right, so that is installing. We're going to take a really quick break while that continues. When we come back, hopefully everything has gone smashingly well. We're going to be ready to boot up into our brand new operating system, Ubuntu. What is it called? Ubuntu Game Pack. It is based on Ubuntu Linux. Stick around. We're going to be right back after this.
You've got mad skills. Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative, and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
This is Category 5 Technology TV. Welcome back. And tonight we are digging into the installation of Sasha's new operating system on her gaming rig. Now, Jeff, you mentioned that there was a question that came in the chat room as we were on break there.
Yeah. So Albuquerque Turkey was watching and he wanted to know, did he see you turn off Secure Boot?
You did not see me do that.
Okay. What did he see?
Okay, did he hear me when I mentioned that it has a compatibility option? So
yes.
This BIOS, by default, is going to allow both UEFI and legacy mode options. So your devices are either or. Now, in the BIOS, you can select just legacy mode, which is probably what we can do. But by default, fortunately for us, the default option is there, and it supports legacy or UEFI, not one or the other. So if you have this board and you're having trouble, what does it mean? What does Secure Boot mean? So technically, Secure Boot is still enabled on this board. Secure Boot UEFI is like a technology mostly used by Microsoft Windows that allows them to make sure that the pretense is that viruses can't get into your bootloader.
Right.
Realistically, it keeps other operating systems from running on your computer as well. In our case, we want to install Linux, so we need to be running in legacy mode. It can be installed in UEFI mode, but it's much more complicated. So it's still enabled, but we're running with legacy mode as the default option in the BIOS. But check those out. There are options there for the compatibility mode as well as security settings under the boot menu on this particular motherboard. And this motherboard, Sasha, maybe you can remind us what it is that you bought. You've got your shopping list right
here. I do. The motherboard is the Asus, is it ROG Asus. Maximus? Asus? Oh, I say
I know.
It wrong.
I have to
Asus.
Say it right. And people say, no, you say it wrong. It's Asus or something like that.
It's Asus.
And years ago when I was building computers as an OEM manufacturer, this is years ago, so this is my first build in many years. I've been working with HP, Lenovo, and all that for as long as I can remember. So when I worked with Asus, I talked to them on the phone,
right,
and they called themselves Asus. So that was how I...
Go right to the source.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that's where that comes from. Okay, so I think that answers your question, Albuquerque Turkey. Thank you for sending it in, and we're ready to get back into this, I believe.
Well, hold on. Before you do that, she never finished her list, or at least where you could find the list.
Oh.
The list is on the actual cat5.tv/CPU2017, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. That's where you would
First
find
post.
It.
And yes. How we picked all those pieces of hardware, how much it cost, all that kind of stuff.
That's all there.
So you can budget it and do something similar if you like.
You can have the
beautiful
same computer.
Check out the
exact
list.
Same system.
Do so it.
If it goes
just
well,
use a different password, not 123.
Yeah, you got to change
one,
the password.
Two, no, it's password 123 exclamation point.
Oh, is that it?
Well, no, that's not what mine is right now.
Oh.
That's what yours should be.
That's your email password, folks,
right.
As well as the PIN for her online banking.
That's right.
All right, so it is done. Sasha, all I need you to do is click on Restart Now.
Where am I?
Oh, click on the mouse once because it's gone to sleep. It's a wireless mouse.
There you go.
I don't know.
To save power, your wireless mouse stops working, and then you just click it, single click, to make it come back. There we go. We're rebooting. Now, I wonder if this is going to... and don't worry about that error message. That has to do with, looks like a sound card driver.
Okay.
So that's not a problem for us right now. We're in a live mode boot scenario. So hopefully that just reboots. If not, we can do a hard boot. It is running off the live media. I don't know. Let's try it. Okay, I'm going to eject that. You ready, Sash?
Okay.
I'm going to hit reset. Blue screen! Ah! Blue screen of death, folks. We just installed Windows accidentally. Okay, oh. So what's going to happen? Is it going to boot from the hard drive? No, I don't think it is. I think we're going to end up in our BIOS again. Because we've never set the bootloader.
Yes, that's
the boot
right.
order, right? So now let's go into, and I'm taking control here for a moment, Sasha, into boot. And you notice we have no hard drives enabled, but we installed that on the first drive here, the 240 gig M.2. Okay, so let's now save that. So that's just selecting, it's not turning on or turning off hard drives, it's just telling your BIOS which drive do you want to boot from. And Albuquerque Turkey, for the sake of your question, these are the things that I was talking about, compatibility support module. So you can actually go in there and you'll see that legacy OPROM is selected, and then there's UEFI and legacy or UEFI only. That's the setting that you're asking about as far as UEFI goes. But as far as secure boot, right below that, it has defaulted to other OS, and then there's also Windows UEFI mode. So even though I didn't have to do that myself, it is selected.
Yeah. Before you go anywhere crazy with that, did you see on the right-hand side it has the temperature?
No.
It does. Cool. Look, it has hardware monitor, ooh, CPU, yeah. temperature.
Sweet, 32 degrees C. We can actually go into
that is neat.
Monitor. Let's yeah. see here. And watch what happens here. Boom.
No way.
So our motherboard is 33 degrees C, 36 on the VRM. What is
that? Oh, when we show this to Dave, can you show him that?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he will care.
That's why it's so quiet. It has spun down to 548 rotations per minute. Wow. Our chassis fan is at 746. It is so quiet, folks.
Yeah, you can't hear it.
Beautiful. And that's all part of this Q fan control, which you can tweak if you want to. And that basically under high load, when you're gaming and things are getting hot, it starts spinning up the fans to keep it cooler.
Mm-hmm. But already, like, if you're gaming, everything's up loud anyway. You wouldn't hear if the computer was loud.
You got the headphones yeah. on, you're blasting it. Absolutely. Okay, so I think we've got everything kind of set where we want it by selecting the boot, the hard drive as the boot drive. And to be fair to Sasha, and I know I poke fun, there does seem to be a bit of interference on the mouse.
Thank you,
it
Robbie.
It is a wireless mouse. So I hope that you're not going to have trouble with that at home, because how far is the mouse going to be from the computer tower itself? It's wireless, right? So it's hit or miss if it's going to be...
10 feet?
10 feet, yeah. You're only about 5 feet right now, but I've got another wireless mouse there, plus my phone, plus...
Right, there's some things in the way.
So it's yeah, it's possible that...
Plus it's on an angle. Does that matter?
Yeah. Oh, that's probably it. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so pleased.
Super.
I saw something flash, and it said Ubuntu. This looks like a black screen of death. Look at that. Came right up. Now, video drivers are not running yet because you can see how massive everything is. It looks like low resolution, like a little tablet or phone screen, something mm-hmm. like that. So let's see if it did actually load any Ubuntu, any NVIDIA drivers. I don't see any hint that NVIDIA is there. So there are some things, and this is not a tutorial on how to get Linux up and running. We've covered that right. so many times before on the show. What this is, Sasha has now built a gaming rig.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's got a beautiful NVIDIA card in there. It is a super powerful video card that we need to install the proprietary drivers for in order to get the best performance. So I'll do that for you.
Thank
you. That's stuff that you don't have to worry about. But know that you've got to go through those steps. You've got to, and she's installed the operating system. She built the computer pretty much herself from scratch, from the parts that Jeff and I unboxed. And there it is. It's up and running,
Sasha.
So
exciting.
That's it.
What do you think?
I love it.
So I'm going to, by installing the graphics drivers, we're going to have better resolution. We're going to have better performance. It's prompting me that we need a Steam user, all that kind of stuff, or whatever it is in the background that's happening there. Let's look at games. What does it come with? So,
okay.
Ooh, it has Solitaire.
Ooh.
So definitely a gaming rig. DOSBox emulator. So that means you can install old DOS games. So that's things like Prince of Persia, the classics.
Yes.
Right?
Commander Keen.
Commander Keen, yes. Space Quest. Those things are all going to run under DOSBox. Xbox. Lutris is another kind of gaming platform so that you can install games into the system and play them.
Okay.
It's an easy way to find a lot of games that will run on the system. Mahjong, Mines. Play on Linux, that is cool. Play on Linux allows you to install Windows games on Linux.
Oh, that's good.
So it's kind of like Wine a little bit?
It uses Wine in its back end, but it has an interface to allow you to install the games quite simply.
Cool.
It's not going to work with every game, to be fair, because Windows games are built for Windows.
Right.
But Play on Linux has cut out all the complicated steps to making Windows games work on Linux. And you don't have to have Microsoft Windows installed.
See, that's good, because this is our first Linux computer.
Are you excited about that?
Yes.
So can we say a little bit about why Linux?
Well, because I have a slight Linux bias.
Slight Linux bias. What is it? It's an alternative to Microsoft Windows, and it's free. You don't have to pay for licenses. You don't have to worry about their spyware software monitoring you and things like that. And any of the kind of caveats that you have with Microsoft Windows, they don't exist in Linux. It's a free operating system, and it is developed by people like ourselves who just care about making something great and distributing it and sharing it. And that's what Linux is. It's something that you can get in on. There's that slight learning curve because the interface is maybe a little bit different, but there's a lot of effort that's been put into making that learning curve as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed on this version of Linux, Sasha, that it looks like Ubuntu Mate is what it's running. That is the interface. So this is Mate, not I was expecting maybe GNOME or possibly Unity, but definitely GNOME. So nice to see Mate. I like the interface a lot. Steam is the next one. Steam, we all know and love. Steam is something that you sign up for an account, and then you can buy games.
Use it all the time at home.
They install. You tell us about Steam, then, because I'm not a gamer. So how does it work?
Well, so, I mean, when you've got Steam, it's all-encompassing as far as games library where you can make purchases, also the games that you download at chronology of your library. Also, you know, depending on whether you're really into competing with other people, you can earn badges and stuff like that. There's whole news features to it with other games. It's a great compressed library for keeping everything in one spot.
That's at a library. I love that you can just find games.
It's there.
You can install them, buy them, and Steam is cross-platform.
That's correct.
If you are not interested in taking this route and installing Linux, that's okay. Steam is available on Microsoft Windows. In fact, if you install it on Microsoft Windows and later switch to Linux, it's cross-compatible. So your games transfer over.
That's right.
All right, so that gives us a good overview, I think. Sasha, way to go. Congratulations. You've got an up-and-running Ubuntu game. I keep losing the name. It's Game Pack.
16.4.
I got to come up with a rhyme for Game Pack.
No, you don't.
Thanks, Sasha.